Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, December 20th, 2019. The Rossstraßenbrücke on the Fischerinsel in Mitte has to be renovated. According to the Senate for the Environment, the repair work has been planned for a long time. As the Traffic Senate administration announced on Tuesday, construction was supposed to start this Wednesday. But then, on Wednesday morning, a message from the Traffic Information Center on Twitter stated that it would not be closed as announced. But then the confusion did not stop there, when another 180-degree turn followed, and the Senate administration said that the bridge would very well be closed on Wednesday. They only wanted to wait until after the morning rush hour. The bridge was built in 1901, damaged in World War II, and was repaired in 1946. The historic arched bridge, which crosses the Spree Canal, must be renovated in keeping with its historic status and strengthened overall. Among other things, the sidewalk and road will have to be renewed and the arch reinforced with concrete. The construction costs are currently estimated at around 2.4 million euros, and repairs are expected to be completed in autumn of 2021. When the construction work begins, the bridge will be completely closed to car traffic, which will then be diverted via the Janowitzbrücke and the Mühlendammbrücke. The bus lines 147 and 265 will be divided, and in the western section, the lines will be combined. For pedestrian and cycle traffic, the bridge will remain open until demolition work begins in January of 2020. Subsequently, cyclists and pedestrians will also be diverted over the neighboring bridges of the Inselstraße and the Neue Grünstraße. Thousands of Berliners and Brandenburgers are spending Christmas away from the Hauptstadt. Almost 340,000 passengers are expected at Tegel and Schönefeld airports from December 20th to the 23rd. The most popular destinations are Mallorca, Barcelona, Istanbul, Rome, and Venice. The airports will also be particularly busy from the 27th to the 29th of December. Air travelers should expect long queues at check-in and security, and operators are recommending that all passengers arrive at the airport at least 2 hours before their departure. As announced by the Senate Department for Social Affairs on Twitter on Wednesday, within the framework of the Berliner Kältehilfe, social institutions offered 1,155 emergency sleeping spaces last week. On average, about 900 people turned up in shelters for the night. On request, two buses will pick up and transport anyone without shelter to quarters with overnight accommodations. They can be reached at 030-600-300-1010 and at 0178-523-5838. As reported by the passenger association IGUB in the latest issue of its magazine, Signal, an annoyance that disturbs many passengers of the Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe will continue in the future, as advertising will continue on bus and tram windows. In the European Gazette, the national company has put the contract for advertising out to tender. Whoever wins it will be allowed to market space on Germany's largest local public transport fleet for 5 years, from the beginning of 2021 to the end of 2025. No less than 1,400 buses and 365 trams are involved. A decision will be made in mid-2020 as to who will receive the contract. Although advertising foils on windows have been criticized again and again because they block the view of passengers and reduce the riding experience, the BVLG also wants to make, quote, full advertising possible with the new contract. In fact, the tender documents show that windows may also be covered, and the 17-page specification states that all exterior surfaces painted yellow, the roof areas of non-motorized vehicles, and all, quote, exterior paint surfaces of windows and doors are approved for advertising. The new contract will also enable up to 25% of the total window area to be covered with ads. The windscreen, the front of the vehicle, the windows of the driver's area, signaling systems, the first door, and the first window next to it are off-limits. Further restrictions apply to subways and trams. In general, the advertising films must have a transparency of at least 50%. Bivalgi spokeswoman Petra Nelken remarked on advertising, stating, quote, "This earns us money that we don't have to take from our passengers and relieves the burden on our budget." She went on to say, and again quoting Nelken, "Hand on heart, Berlin is not so beautiful in some places that you always want to look." This Sunday, December 22nd, once again, many Berlin shops will open their doors for a Verkaufsoffenen Sonntag. For a list of participating stores and malls, please follow the link in our show notes. And lastly, some scheduling news. We'll be back this Monday, December 23rd, with a regular briefing, take a break until the 30th, when we'll have a roundup of the news of the previous week, then take a New Year's Eve and a New Year's Day break, and be back for regular Berlin Briefing business on January 2nd. Thanks for listening.